9 to midday here on Sky Sports Radio. Healesville coming up in around 3 to 4 minutes. The first race there, Droughtbreaker, number 5, the favourite. $3.40 the tote and $2.90 with Tab fixed odds. We've learnt in the last few weeks that there was the possibility of a strike involving all parties in Queensland racing. Cameron Partington is a spokesman on behalf of the Racing Industry Participants Association, comprising of the Trainers Association, the Jockeys in Queensland, the Thoroughbred Breeders, and the Queensland Racehorse Owners Association. And Cameron joins us this morning. How are you, Cam?
G'day, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Very well. Thanks for taking our call. This is now getting to a situation where it now looks more likely that on Cox Plate Day tomorrow week, there will be an unfortunate strike.
Yes, Andrew, it's come to a point where we've given the government, well, firstly, they had 6 months to get the point of consumption tax right and deliver it to the industry, you know, in the way that is best for the industry. And then we've given them the last couple of weeks to review their decision. We've gave them the industrial action option that we were going to take. We then sat back, gave them the time to, you know, breathe and communicate to themselves and work out a plan. And yesterday was the deadline, and unfortunately, they really came up with nothing for us. So we've got to go with our industrial action. It's unavoidable, and the way it is.
Okay. Can you relate to our New South Wales audience what the basics of this is through the Queensland government, what they're not doing?
Andrew, we've been sort of, you know, really crying to the government for the last 20 years to get support into the industry. And when the consumption tax was announced earlier this year, we saw that as the catalyst to say, well, this is the opportunity for the Queensland government. There's new money coming in. There'll be something in here to boost the confidence in the industry through prize money, which is desperate at the moment. As you know, 10 years ago, we were about 75% of the New South Wales prize money pool. We're down to about 45% now. This is before the POC. So that's only going to widen further if we don't get some of that point of consumption tax. So when they announced it, that they were giving the money, yes, that they were right. They said they were giving it 100% to the racing industry, but they were doing it in a way that gave nothing back to the thoroughbred industry. So you can imagine we've put a fair bit of that point of consumption tax revenue together, probably, you know, in the vicinity of 75% of it, and for none of it to come back in that we could actually use or eat in any way, shape or form was pretty disappointing.
Obviously, here in New South Wales, we've seen dramatic change in the last few years. What you're after is some positioning by the Queensland government in that way of assisting the industry, the thoroughbred industry.
Yes, Andrew, and ongoingly as well. Obviously, we need it. We need to know that, you know, the money out of the point of consumption tax or the betting tax can come back to the thoroughbred industry or its share of it to the thoroughbred industry. And then going forward every year, knowing that that money's going to be there so that we can confidently go and increase prize money and get it. We're never going to get to what you guys have got. It'd be a fantastic dream to have, but we've got to keep getting closer or at least keeping up with the southern states, and at the moment we're just falling well behind.
Okay, so as it stands now, you're saying unavoidable strike action at this point tomorrow week. It'll impact, what, all the TAB thoroughbred meetings in Queensland?
Yeah, Andrew, all four on that day, which is Doomben, Gold Coast, Toowoomba, and then Townsville have got a big meeting that day. We won't touch the non-TAB clubs, you know, the small country towns who have their, you know, two or three times a year race meeting. It's a social culture, you know, for the town. Let them have that. But yeah, those four major meetings, we won't. Trainers won't nominate the horses, and the Jockeys Association are 100% involved, and they won't engage there. So even if there was some sort of way that a small field was put together, they wouldn't be able to engage jockeys. So, you know, we're going to look at, you know, obviously no racing in Queensland on Saturday week on Cox Plate Day when the focus is on Winks winning or chasing a Cox Plate. It'll be also on, you know, no racing in Queensland.
Okay, and you're basically saying that you're fed up, you've given Queensland government enough time to try and work through this.
That's the right, mate. We certainly have. They had enough time to get it right in the first place, and when they shunned the industry with their announcement, a lot of people have been waiting for that announcement, Andrew, and thinking, well, this is the confident boost, it's coming. Mm. And people were told, you know, hang on, there's light at the end of this very long tunnel. And when the announcement came out on the 1st of October, it just put everyone back in their boots and thought, well, we've got nothing left now to fight with. The only good reason to race a horse in Queensland is the weather. That's about all we've got at the moment, and that certainly was frustrating.
Cameron, thanks for the update there. We'll certainly talk more about it next week.
Thank you, Andrew. Cheers.
Cameron Partington there on behalf of the thoroughbred main bodies. Here's the first at Healesville.